Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're answering the question, why do narcissists spread so many rumors? Some narcissists, a lot of narcissists. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist. And welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. Boom. Whoa. Welcome back. Folks, my voice is getting a little better. I'm almost back 100%. Yeah. Narcissists and those pesky rumors, the rumor mill that is toxic, narcissistic, abusive people, y'all. Why the hell do narcissists love spreading so many rumors? Like, why? Why can't narcissistic people just be, why can't they just talk normal? Why can't they just fit in? Why can't they, why, y'all, narcissists have to be special. We have to feel like we are special in some way, shape, or form. A lot of narcissistic people feel that way right there. But why do narcissists spread so many rumors? The narrative, y'all, it's all about control. When I say spreading rumors, typically I'm referring to a smear campaign. You know, smear campaigns are when narcissistic people create a lot of vicious rumors and conjecture and lies and to try to control the narrative. Narcissistic people tend to be the biggest gossip girls, gossip boys, gossip people around. You know what I mean? Just gossiping their toxic asses off just because they want to control the narrative. They want to protect their reputation, if at all possible. If I can protect my reputation, if I can guard my reputation, how do I do that? You know, how do I protect my reputation? So sometimes a narcissist will start, I know a lot of people think narcissists start, like if they're in a relationship with you, right, and y'all break up, a lot of people think that narcissistic person will start spreading rumors after the relationship ends, will start planting the seeds of a smear campaign after the relationship ends, because rumors are just part of the smear campaign, y'all. The smear campaign is rumors, lies, conjecture, just falsity, just a lot of different stuff, but rumors are part of it, right? So a lot of people think that they start this after the relationship ends. It could be your parent. This is like, so when I say relationship, I mean relationship dynamic. It doesn't have to be an intimate partnership. It could be your parents. It could be your friends, your family members. It could be somebody close to you, your coworkers, your boss. Right before they, like right after they fire you, they spread rumors about why they fired you, how you are a terrible employee or whatever. You know what I mean? But this is what happens. Like a lot of times they start spreading the rumors and the stuff like that, the lies, the smear campaign. Why y'all are still together? Like, why are you still involved in the relationship dynamic? Why you're still working at the company? Why you're still living with your parents or in communication with your parents? Why you're still married? Why you're still in this intimate relationship? Why you're still in this long distance relationship? You know, why you're still in this class? Why you still BFFs, making friendship bracelets and stuff and things like that? You know, a lot of times they'll start spreading these rumors before because they know what's happening. They know what comes next. It's a lot of times, y'all, it's pre-planned what comes next. They plan it out. It's intentional what comes next. I'm not saying every single time. I'm not saying all the time. I'm saying a lot of the time, it's intentional what they say and what they do. It's intentional the lies that they make up, the rumors that they create. It's intentional. That's what I'm saying right there, that a lot of it tends to be intentional. They are making an egg just in case, you know? Not the relationship doesn't have to be on the way out. This is just in case I'm spreading rumors about you, just in case we break up or we get divorced, just in case my name pops up in an unsavory moment, just in case. something happens or something goes on in those circumstances, just in case. It provides a narcissist a like blanket of protection. You mean like a cloak? You know how Harry Potter, they used to have the, like, the little invisibility cloak? That's what the rumors in the smear campaign are. It allows me to control the narrative. You can see me, but I can't see you. No. You can't see me. You can't see me for who I really am, but I can see you. You know, remember how Snape reached out and tried to grab it like that? This is what happens sometimes in these toxic relationship spaces, y'all. So that's what I'm just telling you. You have to be ready to be guided in the right direction to where you go, to where you're going, and what comes next. You have to be. You know? That's what I'm just telling you. Like, the narcissist, they're going to start the rumors before y'all even break up. Why are you still living with them? Like, they start this before. So just in case, it's a backup plan, just in case does something horrible happens. Oh, my mom's a narcissist and she kicked me out. Your mom has already told everybody that you were freeloading, your butt stink, and you never showered. You are ungrateful. You didn't pay any. Your mom already told that your mom is a narcissist, and she already started telling people that. She already started spreading the rumors, even if they're not true. You mean you bathe every day? You got fresh buns, fresh, you know, freshly showered. Let's stop. But that happens right there. You know, that's part of the dynamic. That's part of the case. You know what I mean? If I tell people, like, this is how it goes. Like, they are already, just in case they kick you out, they done already told people. You know what I mean? They done already told people. You done caught your mom cheating on your dad, right? And she kicks you out and tells everybody that she kicked you out because you stink, because you're ungrateful, you didn't pay bills. This preemptive. Now, if you tell your dad your mom was cheating, your narcissistic mom was cheating, they just like, oh no, she ain't cheating. You just mad because she kicked you out. You see how that happens? Take a bath, then come back and talk to me. Sometimes it's pre-planned. Just in case. They might not have the intent on kicking you out, but sometimes their hands get forced and they kick you out because their hands is forced, or they break up with you because their hands are forced. Like, I broke up with them because they were cheating on me. And then, like I said, they done spread the rumor that you were cheating on them. So when they cheat on you, it's justified. You see what I'm saying? People catch them cheating out on you. They're like, yeah, I told y'all that she was cheating on me. So what y'all expect me to do? Can I get my lick back? Y'all don't have to tell anybody. Y'all understand what I'm doing? Gotcha. Gotcha. Gon' get you. Gon' get. You see how that works right there? There's a very interesting dynamic, a very interesting space for people to be in right there. So that's what I'm telling you. When you're dealing with a narcissist, when you're dealing with a toxic person, this is how it goes. They might start these spreading these rumors to control the narrative, to protect themselves, to shield or cloak themselves. That's where it comes from. Like, that's why they're spreading these rumors. That's why they're making these lies up. That's why they're telling these half truths and leaving things out. That's why they're omitting a lot of stuff, because that's the way things go, y'all. They love it. They love it. Love it. Love it. They love controlling the narrative. They love doing stuff like this because it makes them feel empowered. You know what I mean? That's why I just tell people, like, well, Lee, what do we do? You told us that they spread rumors. What do we do? Y'all, document things that you're going through. Document things that you're experiencing. Because when they're spreading these rumors, things could actually be going good in your relationship. You could feel, you could literally feel like you're in a good place in your relationship. And then they start spreading, you start hearing these rumors. If you start hearing rumors, y'all, address the rumor as soon as you can. Don't let it fester. Don't let it grow. Don't let it bubble. Like put some ointment on the rash, the rumor. Put some truth ointment on the rumor rash to heal it before it gets too big, because you don't want to, like I said, once it gets too big, it has a mind of its own, you know. And another reason a lot of narcissists will spread rumors is because it's fun. It's fun to them to control the narrative, to see a rumor they started spread into something big. It's kind of like, I got the match. I had this little match right here, right? This little match created, like, this little match started this rumor, right? I dropped the rumor, and now it's turned into a damn forest fire of lies, manipulation, smear campaign. You see, this one little rumor, or these little rumors, this little cluster of rumors, have now turned into a forest fire of manipulation and lies and things like that. So that's why I was just telling people, like, it goes in this direction a lot of the time. You know, it's tough to deal with, it's tough to process. And that's why I just, like, I'm trying to help wake as many people up as I can. You know, because if you don't wake up, this is, like, y'all, being realistic, this is probably going to be your future. Like, if you, like I said, if you are experiencing this right now, this is probably going to be in your very close future. Let's just say it like that. It's going to be a very close future that a narcissistic person starts spreading rumors about you. And, like, they love playing these games because it's fun to watch this little rumor turn into something big and blow the hell up. They love that. It's like, they love, you ever seen the movie The A-Team or the TV show The A-Team? I love it when a plan comes together. A narcissist loves it when a toxic-ass plan comes together. And they can celebrate. It's just like, yes, I did that. They get a little weirdly unique high from it. I did that. I made that blow. I blew that relationship up. That was me that did that. Me, mine, my own, my precious. But y'all know, that's for Lord of the Rings. But that's how it happens, y'all. That's what I'm telling you. In order to heal and grow, you have to stop the forest fire. You have to stomp out the embers before they get too big. You know, because a lot of times those rumors, you know, they start these rumors and the rumors have a little bit of truth in them, right? The rumors always have a little dabble of truth within them, but so it can be believable. So that's what I'm telling y'all. In these situations, you have to protect yourself, because if you don't protect yourself, you end up getting just taken advantage of, and the rumors spread, and people start to believe the rumors, and people start to believe the smear campaign. The little rumor turns into a full-fledged smear campaign. And once they just start it, they, like, sometimes, y'all, this is, like, especially in the workplace, nobody even knows where the hell the rumor started at. The person who started the rumor typically ends up being the only person who knows how the rumor even got started. Like, y'all, who even made this up? I don't know where it came from. Whole time it's me. Whole time I made it up. You know what I mean? Anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. Y'all, make sure y'all subscribe to my newsletter. The link is in the description of every video and podcast I do, because I have some meetups coming up here soon. Durham, North Carolina. I think we're working on Dallas, Texas in February, y'all. So workshops, meetups are coming soon. Y'all stay tuned. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, Mental Illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.